Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrapper screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love Miller, comma, Amy. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you once again from the bleakness for another Homes Alone edition. It's Thursday. Yeah, Thursday, Douguary 25th, 2021. And I put together an awesome panel for this month's bonus episode. We do one extra episode at the end of the month. We postpone Wide World of Doug's for a week. That'll be back next week. But I didn't book this show. Somebody on Twitter just tweeted, "Hey, why don't you have these three people do an episode together?" And then all of them, I think, responded, or at least two of them, saying, "Yeah, that sounds like a good idea." I was like, "All right, well, I guess that show's booked." And we picked a date, and they are here. And they are Jessica Michelle Singleton, Nicole Amy Schreiber, and someone who needs to get her middle name in the mix, Amy Miller.
Celine, Amy Celine Miller.
Oh, you're Celine? So exotic, Celine.
Yeah, we both have very French middle name, Nicole.
Bonjour, Amy.
Wow.
Amy, you could use it professionally, just like these other ladies.
I probably should. Every once in a while, a new Amy Miller starts comedy and she's really bad at it. And then she puts videos up and like, God bless, but it's not good for me.
It won't make a difference, by the way, because there's a girl by the name of Nicole Schreiber somewhere in this country who does comedy. And she went on a forum and was saying how Armie Hammer's not a bad guy. And then some women came for her, and I received all of the messages that were supposed to go to her. And nice. One girl was like, "I'm going to cancel your," and she put "career" in quotes. And I was like, "That's funny, because I would have put my career in quotes too." She's like, "Your career's over. I already emailed your manager." And I'm like, "Well, did you hear back from her? Because I haven't heard from her since March." And then she emailed me and she was like, I just told them that they had the wrong Nicole. And then my manager Molly told me that she apologized to her for being a psycho. I was like, "Well, that bitch owes me an apology." So, you know, even if you throw that middle name in there, they'll still get you wrong.
Look, if you want me to kill the other Amy Millers, I will, though.
Mm-hmm. No. Doug, I feel like you're encouraging people to try to book a show via Twitter. You're going to get a lot of people throwing three names at you now.
Nobody ever do that. This was a terrible idea.
Yeah, that guy or lady, I forget. I mean, I don't even know if I ever knew who suggested the three of you appear together, but
Doug, we know who.
Oh yeah, no, that was my boyfriend who has loved your show, and I was like, you got Jessica, don't do that to
why
me.
Why would
I
know, you tell? You
look, I know I could have just been like, it's a great fan, but I can't live with that kind of lie.
He's a huge fan, Doug.
He's a huge fan, but I'm, but
this
it was
is a, like, this is like a, you know, make a wish, like a dream episode for him. Cause he said that he would like to have you on with the, Nicole and Amy.
Yes, that is exactly right.
Yeah. So I'm happy to, you know, make that dream.
Make his make a wish come
it
true.
Really is.
You know,
he
I mean, when
from
does he have a death date?
I mean, he does now.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, yeah. You never know what's going to happen these days. So, like, this is in honor of him in case he doesn't make it.
RIP. Well,
and Amy Miller is just everybody that listens to this show knows she's money in the bank. And
she's
so
the best.
If Amy came to me with almost any two other people and said, I want to do the show with these people, I think I would probably say yes.
Aw. Well, thank you for doing that, Amy.
The first time I saw this podcast was at what's the festival in Cleveland? Accidental Comedy Festival.
Mm-hmm.
You did a live taping of Doug Loves Movies, and I saw Amy there. And I think Ramon Rivas was on it too.
Yeah, David Bory and Dan Soder. It was a good one.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, also, Doug, she will laugh at this, but you can't joke about Jessica's boyfriend dying because everyone Jessica knows
died. died. Oh, no. Yeah. They literally all died today, yesterday, this week.
We just had another person die today, crossing the street.
It's a good week, you guys. Great time to be alive.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I know the gentleman who died today. What was his name?
Eric
Myers. He's was like a road comedian, but he also was a store guy. Very, very funny.
Wildly funny.
Well, Jessica has a double whammy because she's a comedian, but she's also from Alaska, and everybody in Alaska dies young, and everybody in comedy dies. She's like a wrestler, basically.
I wanted to be a wrestler, but I have rheumatoid arthritis, so I was like, maybe I'll just wrestle with my emotions on stage instead.
Do you think that people in Alaska don't live long because of all those days where the sun doesn't go down, so they're really getting two or three days in at one time?
That's a good way to look at it. They're just living life faster than the rest of us.
Well,
I think it's addiction more.
Yeah, that, which is probably driven by the psychosis of the sun never setting. It's a really
and
beautiful
they're probably
cycle.
Jamming in all of their drugs into like, oh, it's daytime. I got to get a lot of stuff done right now. So they're doing more drugs. I'm assuming they don't do drugs at night, which is a terrible assumption.
Yeah, but people you know die in weird ways too, right, Jess? Like, oh, he drowned in an ice lake or whatever.
Yeah, I do. There's because it's ridiculous. Yeah, there's a lot of drowning.
A tree well.
Yeah, there's a lot of murders. It's Alaska is as terrifying as everyone thinks it is, and even worse because of all the deranged libertarians.
Damn.
All right.
My whole family.
Amy knows this already, so I'll go to her first on this one. Before we play games, I like to get movie recommendations from everybody. Just one movie is really all we need. Is there something you've seen recently, Amy, that you would recommend?
Oh, yeah. I watched Thunder Road.
I like them. What's that?
Thank you. I really spend a lot of time digging around, but also if friends recommend stuff, then I like I have an ongoing list. I have to keep it organized. But Sam Talent recommended this movie, Thunder Road. Did you see it? I feel like you probably saw it. Could have seen it at South by. It was like a big South by movie.
It was
2018.
Big, but there's so many movies at South by that like almost every year the ones that win some of the big awards I didn't even get a chance to see because they only show once or twice, and there's so many movies to pick from. But
yeah, and then after that I guess they just like didn't distribute it somehow, so now it's free on Amazon. It's one of the best movies I've seen in 5 years, like easily. I was like out loud laughing and then weeping because it's also very sad.
Oh, my favorite kind of movie.
But the dude, so did you see it, Doug?
Well, I want to ask you if you've seen Wolf of Snow Hollow.
Not yet. It had been on my list, and I didn't know it was also Jim Cummings. So now I want to watch it right away.
Yeah. So that's how that was my in for Jim Cummings, is I saw that movie recently, and I was reminded that he was from Thunder Road when I looked his name up, and I remembered that movie had won all those awards, and somehow I just never got around to watching it. And just like you, I'm now aware of its presence on streaming, and I plan to watch it soon. And he's going to be a guest on this show.
What?
Sometime
what?
Soon.
That's awesome.
I mean, I'm such a huge fan now. He's just a star. Like the opening scene in Thunder Road, I won't spoil it, but it is like one. Oh, I mean, Jessica, you'll love it. Like, it's so dark, but hilarious. And it's at a funeral. And it's just one of the most memorable opening scenes. He's just a star. He's so funny. His delivery is really specific. I think that Thunder Road role, and you'll see, Doug, when you watch it, it's like something that I wish like someone would put Rory into, but they don't like make enough use of his like darker side, and Rory's like silly all the you know what I mean. It's just this perfect balance of like very sad and hilarious with a specific delivery. It's so funny. I loved it. I can't wait to watch it again, and maybe do your show with Jim Cummings.
That guy Jim Cummings, you know, writes and directs this stuff, and he in Wolf of Snow Hollow, it's like the movie's sort of a different genre, but I feel like he plays a similar character who's just like, you know, really wears his heart on his sleeve, and all these people keep getting attacked by a wolf in his town. He doesn't know what to do about it.
Yeah, he's played cops. He's written himself as a cop twice now, which is funny.
Yeah, because the guys they're both seriously flawed characters, as I understand it. So I'm going to definitely check that out. Thunder Road is what it's called.
And I wrote down Thunder Road and Wolf of Snow Hollow.
Yeah, I'm really excited
Thunder
to watch
Road
both of them.
Thunder Road is on Prime, and
they both are.
Okay, both are on Prime. Great.
But I think
there's
one's
a new
free.
App where you can, I guess it's you can put it on your Apple or your Roku, and you just search the name of the thing you want, and it'll take you right to the streaming service that it's on, so you don't have to look around for it anymore.
What's that called?
God, let me text a friend and I'll find out.
You can also usually do it in Apple TV if you have Apple TV. Search there, and
that's how we used to find out is we text a friend.
Yeah, I mean
the old days.
Can we recommend TV shows on here at all? Is that socially acceptable?
I would allow it, but it's not really my decision. Actually, it is my decision, and yeah, I don't care. If it's something that you think people will really enjoy, that's basically what I'm driving at. And TV and movies are, you know, like now it's just like it's all the same to me. They just different.
I mean, TVs are so cinematic now.
Just in different time amounts. Yeah, I mean, there's so many TV shows that feel like movies, and you know, sometimes
well,
the other
well,
way.
Amy had said that Thunder Road had a really unbelievable opening. Mm-hmm. And it just reminded me of this series that I just binged called Wayne. It's on Prime.
Oh, Wayne is the best.
Wayne's so good.
You talk about Wayne all you want on this show.
Oh my God.
It's Doug's favorite show, Nicole. He talks about it all the time.
Holy shit, Doug. The opening of Wayne, as soon as he like got his ass kicked, I was like, I can't get over how good this is.
I was in when the guy that was yelling at him had a dog on a leash, and he just took the beef stick that was in his hand and threw it so that the dog would run away.
His character is a perfect, like how much he loves justice and the fact that he goes to no end. And he goes
real hard. That's the thing I warn people about, is that it is quite violent.
Yeah, it's real violent, but
it's also so sweet, and characters that are in just a scene or two are so lived in. It's like so well cast, and it's just the most entertaining show. I just love it. So every Wednesday I talk about, I make it Wayne Wednesday on this. And I just won't shut the fuck up about it. Three of the dude that plays the principal and the dude that plays the cop, that goes on the chase or whatever. Both of those guys and the creator of the show were guests on an episode of Doug Loves Movies.
It was just me telling them
how awesome they were the entire time.
Just fanboying the whole time.
I love you guys. That's amazing.
Yeah, that TV show is one of the best things I've ever seen. I heard that they're because of its popularity on Prime, that they are going to be doing a season 2 possibly.
I hope that's true, because that's what I'm campaigning for, is to get more. I mean, it's perfect the way it is and people should still watch it, but I really want them to make more. And that's, you know, basically, because what happened was it started off as a YouTube show when YouTube tried to make shows. And then when YouTube, you know, realized that that's maybe not what they're supposed to be doing, they gave up on it and it was up for grabs. So was Cobra Kai. That was another YouTube show.
Yeah.
It went to Netflix and blew up. So I just wish that Wayne was blowing up the same way, because I think it's, you know, as good or better than Cobra Kai.
Oh, I think it's better than. I think Wayne is easily one of the best TV shows. I think it's probably in my top five.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I wish I could watch it. The violence really took me out. And I'm
really?
Because I always like trust your hard recommendations, Doug, but I couldn't do it. Maybe I'll try again with a blindfold.
Yeah, I had to watch it a second time to appreciate the pilot. I had to like start fresh, because I was the same way. Amy was like, it's just, oh God, it's so violent.
It's so violent sometimes. But I equate it to like, you know, it's very similar to Deadpool, where the violence is pretty nasty, but it's also kind of such a cartoon on some level.
Yeah.
It's just such an entertaining show. I'd be fine if it were a little less violent, but also there's a couple of violent things that happen that are laugh out loud funny, because it's crazy how violent it is.
It is truly crazy how violent it is.
All right, so I take that as that's a perfectly good recommendation.
Cool. The only TV show you can mention on this show.
That's funny.
That's a new rule.
I love that I nailed it. The movie I would recommend is Promising.
Oh, no, you're done.
Oh, you're out of here. You're done.
Work.
All right, I burnt
Wayne
it.
Wayne is your recommendation.
Okay.
I think you're going to win, because I do a poll and see what everybody out there on Twitter likes.
Oh, damn it.
Well, there we go.
But Jessica, what do you...
Someone may have already recommended this already, but I just saw Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar, and it's just delightfully silly. I liked it. I've been doing a lot of watching the old classic movies that make me laugh instead of new ones in the last couple of, you know, comfort films. So that was me venturing out and getting a new one. But it's, I appreciate Kristen Wiig in a character-y role more than I do her. I mean, some people aren't going to like this, but like her trying to be like serious in a rom-com, I just like her over the top shit way more.
Yeah, that's fair. It's just such a silly, fun movie that it's got like a tone all of its own. Like I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a children's show, but it's not.
That's actually perfectly said.
Yeah, that also explains why I like it so much, because I have so much arrested development. And I'm like, well, it's that or the Care Bears movie. What do you guys think?
It was so good and so comforting, and Fortune is fucking hilarious in it. But I'm also
so
like,
funny.
Yes, movies where two women are in their mid to late 40s and they're very funny, they can make money, everybody. So
like, look, they should do more of those.
That. My God, you don't have to die at 40 in Hollywood. Let us live.
So funny.
Yeah, it's good stuff, and I think this will be a fun competition. It's just on the Doug Loves Movies Twitter. I just do this every week because it entertains me seeing like which things the people are enjoying the most. We had a guest recently on that named some movie that it got a terrible amount of the vote, and it was funny to me. But I think all three of you, I think this is going to be a tough one for people to pick between those three. Plus, also, could there be three things that are more different from each other?
Truly.
Truly, yeah.
I'm excited to see Thunder Road, though.
Okay.
Yes. Well, I think all of us just got things we need to see. based on everybody's recommendations. I am going to go to a brief commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to play some games, which Amy, I know, is very excited about. She's very competitive.
Oh, God.
So pumped.
I can't wait.
We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back, and during the break, the ladies were telling me nothing because they're polite and...
We know like Wendy. To be
very
shut
short
the
break.
Fuck
off. Wouldn't that be funny if I came back from commercial just made up stuff you were telling me?
I really thought you were about to. I was like, what? What's happening? What's going to happen?
Let's see this improv, Doug. Let's see this improv.
Yes, and.
Yeah, like how much would you go along with? And then if you started to protest, I'd be like, yeah, that's funny.
Doug, I would go along with everything you say. Make it say something right now. I'll go along with it.
All right. Do you want to play a game?
Let's play a game.
Yes, let's play a game.
Okay. Everybody's going to play. This is something called How Long Is It? It's just sort of a warm-up game. Whoever wins this game, all you get for winning is you just get to go first in the next and final game. How long is it? Have you played How Long Is It, Amy?
I have.
I'm going to name a thing, and each of you guesses how long it is. And whoever's closest without going over is the winner. And
perfect.
You can guess in any order.
9 inches. No? Okay, wait.
All right, you don't want to... This isn't the part for joking around.
Okay.
This is serious, Nicole. Okay.
Shape up.
This is a serious fucking game.
I told you guys to behave if you were going to come on here. Make me proud.
So... You know how sometimes you're watching a movie and it'll be like 10, 15 minutes into the movie and suddenly the title card for that movie will appear? You know, like I think the longest, of course, is like one of the more recent James Bond movies, I think, had a 30-minute cold open. But
good God.
There's some ridiculous ones. And the Coen brothers, I don't know if you remember, but Raising Arizona, the credits don't come on until after that whole wild sequence with the dogs and the cars and the diapers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
God, great movie.
So let's talk a Tom Hanks film called The Lady Killers, created by the Coen brothers. It's a remake, actually, but how long does it take in minutes and seconds without going over Price is Right style for the title card, The Lady Killers, to appear in that movie?
Do we just guess?
Should we just jump
anybody
in?
Have a guess. Who would like
this
to guess?
This is Jessica. I'm going to guess. Wait.
Jessica would like to guess. Everyone.
I would like to guess. I'm going to say 7 minutes and 34 seconds.
I'm going to say 17 minutes and 25 seconds.
That was my other guess.
And Nicole is going to say 11 minutes and 7 seconds.
Now, Nicole... I don't want to tell you how to play, but you could have 1 second into everybody, So you'd get everything from 1 second all the way up to
7 minutes and 34.
You're
like, The Price is Right. You could have $1, Doug. Right.
You don't have to stay go at 11. You can go all the way down to 1.
Well, I guess I'm just going to have to learn from this mistake, aren't I?
No, I'm telling you, you have time to change. Everybody has a chance to change their bid.
1 second.
No one else will bid one if you bid one.
Are you changing your bid to 1 second, Amy?
I just did. It's too late. You guys blew it.
Oh, fine. Amy changed hers to 1 second.
Yeah.
Clever.
Final answer.
All right, I'm going to change mine to 7 seconds.
I am going to stand bravely in my first decision and trust my instincts. 7 minutes and however many seconds I said.
Oh, you said 7 minutes and 34 seconds?
That's right.
Jessica's going to win.
I think.
I did.
Wait, where is Nicole at?
I said 7 seconds. No, fuck it. Make it 11 seconds.
Isn't how Price is Right works, because you don't get to guess as many times as you want. Okay.
Well, this is why we have no money.
It's true, Amy. It's true. I'll give you one more bid, Amy.
Okay. 7 minutes and 55 seconds.
Sure.
That was good strategy, Amy, but thank unfortunately you. It didn't pay off for you. I thought it's very misleading me talking about really long cold opens, because this one was a perfectly reasonable length. It was, in fact, just a minute and 52 seconds.
Oh, look who won, bitches!
Yeah. This is an outrage.
Yes! Suck on my balls! I'm so excited.
Wow.
All that means is that Nicole gets to go first in our next game that we will play after this quick break. We'll be right back. No flipping.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back, and Nicole is just so proud of herself.
I was just sucking on her balls during the break.
How were they?
Yeah,
Amy, were they tasty?
It was truly a nightmare. These
Comedy Store ladies are so aggressive.
I know, you're getting Jessica Michelle's leftovers with these balls.
Ugh.
I'm just kidding, you're getting Chris D'Elia's leftovers.
Oh no, too dark. Help, I'm not part of this.
Yeah, just all you gotta do is not say anything and we'll know you're not part of it.
Okay, I'm gonna just keep doing that then.
Yeah, just like Amy over there, she's quiet. have you done shows at the La Jolla Comedy Store? They have like an outdoor setup?
I haven't done the new ones yet, no. Yeah.
I'm really curious about that because, you know, if they do a good job with it, it seems like that'd be a pretty cool place to...
I heard it's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard they're doing it right, but I want to hear from, you know,
few I don't sports. Even know where they have outdoor space.
Parking lot.
Yeah. Behind it? Okay, yeah, I guess so.
That's the thing is I'm like picturing the place and I guess I don't know it, you know, well enough. I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah, so, I know. I'm like, what? In the Porsche parking lot across the street?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Ridiculous.
That's how La Jolla rules.
Yeah, a bunch of hobo comedians getting free burritos and being like, can we park in your Porsche lot for our show? It's beautiful.
We're going to play a new game. Not even Amy has played it.
Oh, my God.
It's called You Break It, You Buy It.
Oof.
I'm great at breaking stuff.
Great at buying stuff.
I don't think you actually have to break anything, but... Currently, on demand, there are a lot of films with similar titles. For instance, on my cable currently, you can put down some money to watch movies called Break, Break Even, Breaking Fast, Breaking Surface, and Breakthrough. They're all just one after the other. Mm-hmm. So I got curious, what are these movies about? And I started reading what they were about, and I thought, And some of these, I don't even know why they necessarily name these things, these words. With
I love this voice you're doing.
Break words. So, I'll read part of the cable description of a movie. First person that I'm reading to, in this case, the first round will be Jessica. Then we'll go to Amy, and then... excuse me.
Not Nicole.
Nicole is first. Then we'll go to Jessica. Then we'll go to Amy. But everybody will get a chance probably to go first in this game because, well, you'll see. Because, I mean, you can get a point from any position because I will say part of, you know, the description. Mm-hmm. And then I'll give you some choices between three of those different break movies.
Okay.
The first person guesses between those three, but then the second person can guess between the remaining two, and the third person gets a gimme point if they remember what the other two people said. Yeah, I've had stoner guests on before that don't remember, but I think you will be sharp enough. All right, does that make sense?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
First person to 2 points will be our winner. Nicole?
Yes.
An indebted snooker player must figure out a way to pay a dangerous drug dealer. Is that movie called Break, Break Even, or Breaking Fast?
Breaking Even.
Final answer?
Sure.
That's incorrect.
Fuck!
Yes.
I mean, I'd love to see that on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Oh, fuck. Thought it might happen when Nikki Glaser was on. All right. So you have two other movies to choose from. Jessica, which one do you think it is? And I'll read it again if you'd like.
Can I get the choices again?
No.
Damn it.
Amy's decision is fine.
Okay, fine. I'm going to guess. I don't need you to read it again. It's Break. Was one of them just Break? I think it's just Break.
Okay, I was just making sure you weren't just taking a long
Okay. I was... That's all. Just Break.
You're going straight Break?
I'm going straight Break. All breaks, baby. No gas.
That is the correct answer.
Ah!
A movie called Break, where an indebted snooker player.
What is snooker?
I think it's like billiards or.
Yeah, it's a billiards game. Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you know that?
I used to watch billiards on ESPN.
Wow, you're fun.
Sometimes you get high and you do weird shit, you know.
Yay, I have a point.
Yeah, Jessica is on the board.
Finally, you have a point.
Yeah.
I want to be mad, but you're so right.
You only need one more to win, Jessica.
Oh my god, this is it. I've never won anything.
But Amy gets to go first this next round.
Damn it.
Amy, here is the description. Divers stumble across a kingpin's dirty money. I love that it's divers, but that the money's dirty somehow. If it's Divers stumble across a kingpin's dirty money and become trapped in a deadly game of cat and mouse. Okay, that's another thing. What are cat and mice doing with divers?
Yeah, cats hate the water.
They're types of fish.
Why are they in the water? All right, which one of those do you think it is? I'll give you three choices, Amy. Break even, breaking fast, or break through?
I think it's break in... It's break even. I think it's break even.
You're going with break even?
No, I'm not. I'm going with break because that reminds me of the ocean. I'm going with break.
No, break was the answer for the last movie.
Oh,
you can't just let her guess the wrong option, you guys. I'm trying to win here.
Breaking through, breaking even, or breaking fast?
Break even, breaking fast, or break through.
Breakthrough.
I can read it again if you want.
Breakthrough.
That's incorrect. Nicole.
May I have that description again, please?
Description again, please.
Divers stumble, and that's another weird way to put it. You stumble when you're swimming?
Yeah, barely.
They stumble across a kingpin's dirty money and become trapped in a deadly game of cat and mouse.
Breaking Fast.
That is incorrect.
I win. Cut.
If she can remember which one.
Break Even.
Yes.
It's about money. Come on, you guys. Context clues. Context clues. Oh, I'm carrying myself over here.
I want to do the other ones now. The next one is called, they say, two sisters' lives are in danger during a winter dive in northern Norway.
Well, there's your first problem.
Breakthrough.
Breaking surface. Break the surface.
Yes, it's breaking surface.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then, trapped underwater for more than 15 minutes, a boy continues to fight for his life.
Breaking Fast.
Breakthrough.
Breaking Bad.
That one was Breakthrough.
Come on.
A movie I actually saw. Breaking Bad. It's not bad, but it's one of those, you know, inspirational movies where he ends up being okay because of
spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Breakthrough. There was probably a chance he wasn't going to make it. The doctor comes out. You know, he's had a tremendous breakthrough to heaven.
To the other side. Him and Jim Morrison. They're dead.
You can't recommend movies to Jessica where people die under the ice, Doug. It's very insensitive. Triggering.
Yeah.
Very triggering.
I get too horny for my youth.
Because she is wet as hell over here.
It comes out cold for some reason.
We call it icing.
Gross.
That was a faster game than I anticipated. So we got a little extra time here. But before we do something else, we should definitely get everybody's plugs in. Do you want to promote yourself, Amy Miller?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Listen to my podcast, Who's Your God? If you have Epix or you want to pay for the app, you can see a long set of mine on Unprotected Sets. That's a
do
pun.
It, people. It's so good.
Aw, thank you guys. Yeah, I share the episode with Julian McCullough, so it's a fun hour of real white
two
trash.
White women.
Two hot white women.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You can follow me on Instagram at Amy Miller Comedy.
Very nice. Nicole Amy Shriver.
I'm on all the social media at Nicole Amy. And then I have two podcasts. I'm going to start with one that I don't share with Jessica Michelle and then end with the one that I do share. I have a podcast called Love Her Pod. It is a porn podcast. I interview porn stars about fetishes, specifically foot fetish and other kink stuff. So there's that one. And then there's a podcast I have with Jessica Michelle Singleton called Two Filthy Nerds at Two Filthy Nerds, where we do kind of a nerdy, filthy exploration into nerd culture stuff. We just finished up Harry Potter and we are now moving on to Indiana Jones followed by Marvel.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that attracted me to the idea of having both of you on the show is because, you know, you're doing a movie thing. How often does it come out?
We drop like two episodes a week. Yeah. So we're Wednesdays and Fridays. It's dropping. There's content for everybody.
And how long is it?
They're usually about an hour.
Yeah.
Because isn't, don't you feel like, so you want, it's each hour is about one movie or a series of movies?
Well, we just did like all, we also do books. We just did the entire series of Harry Potter. So it would be like three chapters at a time. We like broke it down heavy, but then usually the movie episodes, it's like one full movie.
But you do the ones that are like part of a series that you sort of ignored when it was popular back in the day?
Yeah. It's
I ignored none of them.
What?
The only thing I ignored was Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So this isn't one of those introducing, one of you is very familiar with some of the stuff you're watching.
Yeah, one of us is. And then the other one is me, who lived in Alaska and apparently missed all of pop culture just passing me by. So I'm like, Indiana Jones, who's that? It's a nightmare for a lot of people, but we have fun.
It's like, it seems to me like movies would be a good thing to do when it's daylight all the time.
We're rednecks, man. We're like, movies, I gotta hunt. I have to catch fish with my bare hands. It's, or with like literal bare hands. It's a nightmare.
All right, fair enough. What's the podcast called once again?
Two Filthy Nerds.
Okay. And what else do you have to promote, Jessica?
You can follow me all over the internet at JMS Comedy. I co-host that with Nicole, and then I have a second podcast. It's interviews. It's called Ignorance is Hashtag Blessed, and I basically just ask people stupid questions. I'm interviewing Chris Hansen from To Catch a Predator this weekend, and I'm really excited. All walks of life, and I, you know, it's about learning because I'm a dork.
Do you have like already in your head the one question that you really, really want to know the answer to when you talk to the Catch a Predator guy?
Yeah. Can I get cast as a decoy on the show?
Well, you know,
he's great at that.
They haven't done the show for a while. You know that, right?
Well, he's starting a podcast, so I'm hoping they can have audio decoys.
They're going to have some guy.
I think Amy's voice is better
for that. Yeah, you sound like you've been smoking cigarettes for 10 years.
No, there's apparently, I mean, being a little serious, apparently it inspired a bunch of sort of just deranged freelance predator catchers. Yeah, so I want to ask him about his thoughts on like these guys who have decided to try to emulate what he does and catch predators, because apparently that's a whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And if you guys have any questions about catching a predator that you want me to ask him, you just let me know.
Ask him.
I just love the concept to catch a predator, the home version.
Home predators.
Ask him how we can do it in comedy.
I absolutely will.
You can't, Amy, because even when you catch them, the system is still like, but they're so funny. You have to separate the art from the artist. Come on. We know that. We learned it with Michael Jackson. Everybody gets off if you have something funny to say.
It is interesting that like in movies, the villain tends to be funnier than the hero.
Mm-hmm. It's like being that in wrestling too.
It's serious business being a hero, I hear.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know.
Jessica, now's the part of the show where I congratulate you and say that you are welcome to come back as a champion on an episode very soon. You know, you don't have to give a firm commitment right now, but do you think there's a chance you'd be available at the same time on Sunday, March 28th?
Heck yes, I would be available on Sunday, March 28th. Are you kidding? Right. I love commitment.
Just say hell.
You're coming
yes.
back.
What is this heck yes?
Heck yeah.
What is this heck yeah shit?
I'm a fucking loser.
But yeah.
I would be honored.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. That works out perfectly. So we'll see you again on that date, and you'll go up against some other competitors, and we'll see how you do.
Probably get my ass kicked. This was a fluke.
Amy and I, us losers, when do we tee off against other losers?
Never. You have to leave the country.
That's fun, a losers tournament.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I call it every time Amy's on the show. Yeah.
Burn. Sick burn, Doug.
My good friend Doug, everybody.
If I didn't think you'd laugh at it, I wouldn't have said it, but I also wasn't you know, 100%. So
thank God you laughed.
But no, you know that I love having you on the show, and that I'd put you in the middle of the pack. I don't think you're one of the best players, but I also don't think you're bad at the trivia. You know?
No, I win sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone's shocked when it happens, but it happens.
Yeah, well, come on back on a Sunday. If you win on a Sunday, you can just keep going on every Sunday till you lose.
All right.
And it's been a fun way to do the show, but then I have these Thursday episodes where I can have three fresh guests. You know, it's like one of them bachelor shows.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. three rogue losers who can come on.
You just suddenly bring them in and everybody's like, what is happening?
Just throwing a wrench in the whole thing.
Oh my God. What's the cliche they say all the time in The Bachelor? Oh, the whole game has changed.
Oh, this yeah. changes everything.
This changes everything. It's like, no, there's still sun and moon and day and night. And
this could ruin
all
everything.
All of the people are still horrible, believe it or not.
Oh, this is not going to end well for you. I knew Chris Harrison was, I knew something was up with him when he said that to Claire.
He's ready to quit that job.
Yeah, I think he's actively trying to get fired. Like, yeah, I think he's just like, get me out of this contract. I'm so sick of these like maniacs.
Yeah, and he was just like, I feel like he thought he was doing his job defending racism, but that, of course, was not what he should consider his job.
Yeah. It's like, just stick to like pointing at the roses and stuff, man.
Yeah,
and writing
yeah.
those romance novels
how
that
do
he
we
writes.
Know? How do we know if there's only one rose left unless he walks out and says there's only one
Honestly,
rose?
Honestly, every single time, like clockwork, he's like, I bet this bachelor here is blind. I should let him know.
Take your time, but not too much time. We do have to cut to a commercial. Yeah. Like, oh. Someone should make a movie out of that romance novel.
Oh, I had a plug. I've got a show, an internet comedy show on April 20th. So 4/20/21.
What, Doug? 4/20.
Yeah, I know. It's a change of pace for me. And it's you go to rushtix.com to get tickets for that. And now I have a question, because at the end of every episode lately, I've been closing with a line from a movie. It doesn't have to be a good movie. It doesn't have to be a classic. I think there's only like 10 amazing ending lines in the history of cinema. Most ending lines are just like, all right, I'll see you later, or whatever the last thing somebody happens to say. But do any of you have a film where you actually know?
I know one ending line, and it's because it drove me insane when I heard it. It's the ending line of The Little Mermaid. Is just, and I mean, this speaks to how fucked up I am, but she just goes, I love you, daddy. And I was like, every princess and their dad, come on. We get it, you're happy. But yeah, that's the ending line of Little Mermaid.
Can you imagine like some executives sitting around going, she should probably, you know, thank her dad before this thing is all over with. You know, yeah, like that
for
like
my
that,
kids to
like
remember.
That exchange couldn't have happened later. Like, it's isn't because she's romantically entangled in that moment, right?
Yeah, and then it's just like, I love you, daddy, and it's like, all right, we get it. You
I
want
love
your kids
you, daddy,
to
and your
you.
Weird,
God,
your weird belly button. King Triton has a weird belly button.
Why do you know that? You know, they cut out the boner. The priest used to get a boner. They cut it out.
Oh.
It's like, why? What are we even doing anymore?
Was there a ceremony? Was it like a bris?
Yeah.
Does anybody else have a last line? I mean, that one was pretty good. What is it again? Just, I love you, daddy?
I love you, daddy.
Oh, my God. I would never have guessed.
They just have to, like, reinforce that relationship with princesses. They're just like, and remember... Dad.
Remember, you'll never be happy as a woman unless you idolize your father.
I would have preferred if she said, I love you, Scuttle, you dirty seagull.
Same. Scuttle doesn't get enough respect.
I love you, Flounder.
You filthy little fish. He's not even a flounder. What is he?
He's just like a tuna, I guess.
Yeah. Poor guy.
I love you, Daddy. Okay. If nobody else has one, that's what
I got one.
Close with. Okay, It's a competition now.
The Princess Bride.
What are they? What's the last line of that one? Like, the end?
As you wish.
Oh, right.
Mm.
But he says it to the kid, like the kid says, leave the light on, and he says, as you wish.
The kid says, will you come back to me and read it again? And the grandpa goes, as you wish.
That would have been better if he left the room and turned the light off and the kid was a scaredy cat and said, leave it on, and he said, as you wish.
Yeah, I like the alternate ending.
Yeah. The alternate ending is the grandpa coming in being like, oh, you're such a bitch.
Do you think it's too late to get it on the Criterion Collection?
I think we can make it happen. I have faith.
Let's get Kevin Pollak to be Peter Falk.
Yes.
And what's his name can play himself. We'll just de-age him a little bit in post.
Yeah. I love it.
A full-grown man.
There's gotta be an Instagram filter for that.
I'm afraid of the dark.
I saw a little bit of they reenacted every single moment of Princess Bride via, you know, just short clips put together by various celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And,
I couldn't sit through the whole thing because that's not
shocked.
That's not how movies are meant to.
No.
God, sounds, it's like
I skip that.
It's a brain scrambler.
Like, I ruin my favorite.
But you know, but little parts of it are pretty. You know, if they just should have put out a bunch of little short clips where they just recreate scenes. I think that'd be more fun than watching them all strung together like it's, you know, like you want to watch that kind of filmmaking for that long.
Yeah, God, it's like Ratatouille the musical.
Yeah, see, I've never brought myself to watch it because I'm sure there's things about it I like, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's like it. There were so many people I was excited to see, and I was like, why did you do this to Titus?
Why? What did they do?
It's just so bad. It's just very like corny and poorly done, and it's just like we didn't need this.
Why does everybody love it so much? Just because the community, you know,
they're lying is what they're lying. And other people said they liked it, so they're pretending. That's what I've decided, is that everyone's deranged and they're like, oh, someone said it's good. Okay. It's objectively terrible. And I love the movie.
I guess if it was good, we would have already heard about how Disney swooped in and they're really going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're like, okay, we tried.
Disney's got to be like, oh, that was cute.
Yeah.
You know, they got to act not mad about it. You know, like Disney would normally sue the shit out of people for doing something like that. But since it's in the pandemic.
Yeah. And it was so bad, we don't even care.
Yeah.
It made people have to rewatch the real Ratatouille. So our numbers on Disney Plus went up.
You think Mr. Toad's Wild Ride is a train wreck.
Nobody talks about how he's literally just getting in a drunk driving accident on
it's
that ride.
Horrible. And he goes to hell.
Like, that's the ride?
And they blow hot air on you and the little devils all giggle. It's crazy.
And then you're like, all right, now get out and go get a churro, kids.
Yeah. I was like, the first time my girlfriend went on the ride, I was telling her the whole time, we're going to hell for this. it's a shocking turn at the end. I also wrote down, there's a movie from 1939 called The Women, and it was, you know, special in that the entire cast of the movie was all women.
Wow, progressive.
Well, you know, they remade it with Meg Ryan and Annette Bening, and it was...
I thought you were going to say they remade it with men. I was like, what?
I'm also surprised they didn't...
Finally.
They didn't name it Breaking Women.
Finally, they made a movie called The Women and turned it into The Men. But the movie The Women from 1939, the last line, because I picked it because it's all women on the show today. And the last line is, no pride at all. That's a luxury a woman in love can't afford.
Wow. Way to set the bar. Just
tell me about it.
Set the bar on the ground.
I mean, I Love You Daddy's way better.
Yeah, way better.
It's basically the same thing.
it's very similar. But this has been a delight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you for having us, for taking a chance on this Make-A-Wish.
Thanks for listening to Jessica's dying boyfriend.
I'll say, yeah, I'm so happy that he's going to have, like, he'll listen to this and then someday he's going to die. So at least he got his dying wish.
we're all heroes, and
well,
let's not forget that.
It's way ahead of schedule, his dying wish.
I hope so, because based on statistics, it's not looking good.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, I'm gonna have
do you think I mean do you think he'll hang in there until your next appearance?
I think he will. I think it's okay. Going to be what keeps him alive.
I think he's literally going to hang himself.
Oh no.
Come on, man.
I'll say all their names, all eight names once again. Thank you to Jessica Michelle Singleton, Nicole Amy Schreiber, and Amy
Celine
Nunyo Miller.
Celine.
As always, I love you, Daddy.
Oh, I love you, Daddy.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug